28-year-old Janelle Goupil holds her baby at a hotel lobby in Eureka. She's smiling as 1-year-old Rhett plays with the window blinds. Her other children started school this week, and her husband is finally back at work. And while living in hotels doesn't seem like the ideal situation for most people, it's a lot better than what the Goupil family has been through in the last few weeks.
And so it was probably the worst and longest 2 hours of my life, just hoping that they got out of paradise.
She's talking about her husband Danny and baby Rhett. They were separated from each other trying to escape the campfire, the deadliest wildfire in California history.
You could hear the propane tanks in town blowing up. So I looked at my sister and I was like, this is apocalyptic. Like, we need to get the hell out of here.
Eventually, both parties met up in Chico. Janelle was relieved that her other kids were in Yreka with their birth mother and that her extended family had also escaped the blaze. Even their 3 dogs were safe with family members in Jackson, California.
And everything else was black. You could, from the outside of Chico, you could see the glow of the burning.
And after 7 days of making phone calls, the Goupils made a decision.
We're like, we're going to Humboldt. What are we going to do?
Going back to paradise wasn't an option for the family. Their home was burned like much of the area. Janelle's family restaurant, Jackie's Hilltop Cafe in Magalia, did survive the fire. But they couldn't open a restaurant in a town with no running water, no electricity, and no people living there.
It's like you never know how you're really going to get hit with it. Because, you know, complaining about not being able to shop or this or that or bills or, and then you get everything taken away from you. It's kind of like, okay, refocus. What's really important? Just like everybody says, we're alive, we're all here, and we're being overly blessed with generosity every time we turn around. It's been like that ever since we left.
Humboldt County isn't a new place for the Goupils, who would often vacation in Trinidad. The family now says it's like they never have to leave vacation, which is a bittersweet feeling for Janelle, but she's trying to maintain a positive attitude.
Yeah, I try not to fall apart, just in general, as a human being. There's too much going on in the world to fall apart. And when you have people relying on you, then you really can't fall apart.
The Goupils have a GoFundMe started, but they say the larger part of the blessings is that they've recently been approved for a house in McKinleyville, a house that allows dogs and is close to the kids' new school.
It's a neighborhood with sidewalks and fenced yards and like things that we have always been shooting for or talking about or wanting, and it's on the coast, and it's, you know, it's like, it brings tears to my eyes because it could be everything we've ever wanted. We just had to lose everything first.
And since their new house is near the coast, Janelle says she's gone to the beach nearly every day. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.